Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades perform for you.
Some of the toughest training in the military is actually enjoyed by some pretty tough American veterans who have lost their sight. Members of the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. They spend a long weekend of rigorous U.S. Army Mountain Ranger training at Camp Frank D. Merrill Military Base in Georgia. Activities include hiking up a rock-strewn trail, climbing cliffs, rappelling on a synthetic rock wall, shooting live fire from shotguns, assault rifles, and pistols, and competitive foot races. In addition, the veterans are treated to a barbecue, a fish fry, and a critter cookout. The veteran trainees are all legally blind and from several eras of service. BVA is the only veteran service organization exclusively dedicated to serving blinded veterans and their families. Its Operation Peer Support Initiative, which arranges the trip, helps newly blinded veterans look ahead to the possibilities and opportunities their lives still present through social activities, counseling, and educational forums on benefits and rehabilitation. Learn more at bva.org.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Spectrum knows watching TV isn't the same experience for everyone. Download the new Spectrum Access app from the App Store and enjoy audio description playback for movies and shows on your mobile device. The app syncs the descriptive tracks to the correct point. Audio description content is curated based on Spectrum's on-demand library, though you can enjoy the app with any platform. Best of all, Spectrum Access is free to all users. The Spectrum Guide with Guide Narration lets you browse the guide on TV and hear show titles, times, and descriptions using our dedicated remote. Watching Spectrum TV on Apple TV, phone, or tablet? Take advantage of the accessibility features of your device in combination with the Spectrum TV app. Spectrum is proud to provide free, professional installation for customers with disabilities requiring assistance with new orders, upgrades, or equipment repairs. Spectrum is here for you. For additional accessibility support, call 1-844-762-1301. Spectrum. Think forward.
Are you looking for a way to connect with leaders in the blindness and low vision field? Sponsor with VisionServe Alliance to get access to over 120 CEOs, executive directors, and other decision makers. Be an exhibitor at our spring or fall conference to share your products and services, network with your target market, and gain valuable leads from around the country. Want to sponsor right now? Share your services in our newsletter, on our social media, and with live commercials before our virtual events. Find out more and get in contact with us at visionservealliance.org/sponsorship.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Yes, we're live from Orlando, Florida. Welcome back to the second hour. We missed the first hour. Well, you can always go to our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. We archive all the shows right after the show's over. We archive it so you can listen to them. We got over 300 archived shows. That's right. Hey, folks. If you're tuning in right now on the radio and want to know what this is all about, well, we say we're the bridge between the blind community and the sighted community. The phone number is 407-894-1680. And right now, we want to go to it's our second trivia of the night. Trivia time. 407-894-1680. Who is singing this song? This one you should know. Who's singing it? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? Okay, Chris. So if you're thinking it's Doris Day, trust me, it's not. If you think it's Connie Francis, it's not. Those are two hints I'm telling you right now. It's not Connie Francis and it's not Doris Day.
So, Michael.
What?
While we're waiting for a caller to call in with the winning answer, I wanted to read something that I thought was very relevant to you and to the rest of our listeners to take it seriously. I found out that this month is National Kidney Month, the month of March. So National Kidney Month during March is a reminder to give our kidneys a checkup. I'm sorry. 1 in 3 Americans are at high risk for kidney disease because of diabetes, high blood pressure, or family history of kidney failure. On top of that, 30 million Americans already have kidney disease, and many of them are not even aware of it because symptoms usually don't show up until the disease has progressed. Our kidneys are crucial for 3 main reasons. They regulate water, they remove waste and regulate minerals, and they produce hormones. Located in our lower back, these two hardworking organs also filter 200 liters of blood a day. Keeping our kidneys healthy is vital to a long and productive life. So learn more about caring for your kidneys at www.kidney.org and use National Kidney Month to share on social media. schedule a checkup and learn what symptoms are to keep an eye out to know if your kidneys are starting to fail or become infected. And here's what else you can do this month to protect your kidneys. There's a little list. There's four things here. One, control your blood pressure and your diabetes if you have it. These are the two leading causes of kidney disease and kidney failure. Two, exercise as often as you can, because regular exercise keeps your kidneys healthy by keeping things moving and controlling blood pressure. Three, cut out processed foods, bologna, salami, the hot dogs, the cheese, all that stuff.
Hot dog, you just gave me last night.
But that was once in a long, long time. But you cut out it as a general, you know, often having it too often. They tend to be a big source of sodium, nitrates, and phosphates, and they've been linked to kidney disease. And four, try to reduce over-the-counter pain medicines. They may help with aches and pains, but they can greatly damage your kidneys.
Wait, also, what are we talking about?
One side effect. Kidneys.
Your kidneys.
Let me tell you something.
You don't eat processed
food. But I'll tell you one thing that the doctors told me, and I do it all the time, drink plenty of water. So instead of drinking a lot of other products, make sure you drink a lot of water. It's very
diet
important.
Diet soda is not good for you either.
Diet soda is not good for you. A lot of things are not good for you, but water... Well, water, too, is if you drink too much of it. I don't drink that much. I drink about maybe 10, 11 glasses a day.
I'm lucky if I drink two.
But water and your mask. Don't forget to wear your mask when you're going outside or anywhere you're going, wearing your mask. And by the way, have you gotten your shots yet? If you're over 50 or 60 around the country, you might be getting your shots. I just got mine. Lynn got hers a couple weeks ago.
I don't have to get the second one yet.
I couldn't get it for a while. Anyway, is anybody on the line? For
yes, WWE? Sir. Yes, sir. We got a caller on the phone line. The first caller that called in from the great city, the Big Apple of New York, and she said she's loving the show. She won last week, so she couldn't get back in, but she said she's loving the show. Keep up the good work. It's very vital information that needs to be heard. All right. And our next caller is calling all the way in from the Dirty Bird Country, is what we used to call it back in the day, with the Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Falcons, and the home of one of the great legends, Dominique Wilkins, in the modern-day basketball. Listen, we got my man Jeff from Atlanta, Georgia, on the phone line. Jeff, how you doing?
Hey, Jeff. Yeah, how y'all?
Hi, Jeff. Welcome, Jeff, to the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Yeah, thank you. And enjoy the show as well, too, here in Atlanta.
Thank you so much for enjoying the show. We appreciate you calling in. So who do you think is singing? Who do you think is singing?
Man, look, that lady made one of my favorite songs. She used to sing, "Girls Just Want to Have Fun." That's Cyndi Lauper.
Come on now.
Right. You're 100% right. Cyndi Lauper. 100%
oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. Enjoy it. The $10 Subway is coming to you.
That was a great song.
Great song. All right. Great artist.
All right.
Hey, Jeff, don't hang up. Hold on one moment.
All right.
You know, Jeff listens every week.
He done good.
Right.
All righty. I thought it was Madonna. That's who I thought it was at the beginning. But
you thought it was Madonna?
Yeah, I thought
you
it was Madonna.
You might have thought it was Cher.
Was Jeff a first-time caller?
I believe so. Jeff, are you a first-time caller, Jeff?
Yes.
No, I called about a year ago.
Okay, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Don't stay so long.
Yeah,
call in.
A year.
Annual call.
Jeff done followed the rules to the extreme. He waited a whole year before he called back to win again.
Folks, after the next break, we'll come back with another trivia. Yeah,
that's funny.
Hey.
Hold on.
At least every 6 months, man. Come on.
Right. Hold on one moment, Jeff. Listen, we got to take our break. Hold on one moment, Jeff.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We come back, we'll do another trivia.
Hot dog. Give away more stuff. I like that.
Don't go away. We'll be right back. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with another trivia.
Spectrum has great news for Blind and Beyond listeners. You can now catch all the news and stay informed with the Spectrum News app. Born accessible, the Spectrum News app has built-in compatibility with Apple and Android accessibility features. When you download the Spectrum News app, you can stay in the know with live news, access Spectrum's portfolio of news networks wherever you are. The live news gives you timely information and breaking news. Read local news articles with coverage from our Spectrum News journalists and local partner publications. And get weather forecasts from our meteorologists, including hourly forecasts and updates so you can plan your day. Best of all, you can even customize your experience by browsing and following topics you're interested in, including local politics, education, traffic, health, and more. Download the Spectrum News app today. Not a Spectrum customer? Download the app and enjoy free access on us for 30 days. The Spectrum News app with built-in accessibility is your community connection, providing stories and information that matter to you and your community. Download it today.
Foundation fighting blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation fighting blindness.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with the Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com, S-U-N-U.com. Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're back. Yes, this is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. The phone I'm going to call in, which I definitely hope you can get, is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. And check out our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And if you want to write to us, it's just put Michael in front of it. Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael, at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Folks, I was told this joke by my son-in-law about a week ago, and I thought about it, and they're still laughing about it. So I'm going to tell you a joke. It's a clean joke, but my son-in-law told me because of my problem. So I'm going to tell you the joke and see if you get it. This young man walked into a urologist, and it was all crowded people around there. And he walked up to the receptionist and said, "I need to see the doctor." And the receptionist said, "What's your problem?" And he said, in a crowded waiting room, he says, "My Johnson." And she says, "Oh, you can't say that." She said, "It's a crowded waiting room. You can't say things like that." She says, "You know, I'm not happy with you saying that." He says, "Well, then I'll leave. I'll come back." So he walked out, and he came right back. This time he walked over to the receptionist and says, "I need to see the doctor." And she said, "What's your problem?" And he said, "My ear." And she said, "That's more like it, your ear." "Okay. So what's your problem with your ear?" He says, "I can't urinate out of it." You don't get it. You can't urinate out of your ear.
You really can't. You can't, Mike. You can't.
Ah, oh, boy.
All right. That was a joke.
Chris, there, he's testing you again.
That's
okay.
That's it. That's all.
Anyway, listen, folks. We're going to go to trivia time right now. Trivia time, 407-894-16. This is trivia. So tell me who's singing this song. This guy was a legend. This guy was huge. Tell me who's singing the song, 407-894-1680. Here we go. Now, sing the song.
Lonely teardrops. My pillow never drops. Lonely teardrops. Come home, come home. Just say you will, say you will, say you will.
407-894. He's singing the song. It was a legend. He was great. Fine, fabulous.
Fine.
Okay, Chris, that's enough. So who is singing the song? David?
Yeah.
Okay, Dave. Listen, right now.
That wasn't me.
No, I'm not saying that. Until you can hear the listener who calls in. Right now, I can't talk anymore. I have to.
You're done talking.
I have to sit down and lay down.
I'm finished.
I had it already. I can't take anymore.
Yeah. All right, get out of there.
You take over the show, please.
Handle. I am taking over.
Thank you. Good night,
well,
listeners. Thanks for joining us.
And
good
night.
Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you. And Dave's going to take over the rest of the show.
That's right. Me, myself, and Lynn and Chris. It's a group effort.
Yes, we've done this before.
Dave's three or four effort. Of us to try to compensate for the lack of Michael, but we're going to shoot for it. So that lovely song, who sang that originally? 407-894-1680 is the number to call. 407-894-1680. No, it was not Chris, our illustrious engineer, although it sounds very similar to him. This guy was before Chris was even born. Chris is a youngster, so know who did that song.
Yeah, Dave.
Yeah.
We were discussing off the air, and also I think it was this morning or yesterday, while we're waiting for somebody to call in, your take on a year later, that's what I call it, COVID a year later, and how it affects you and your gigs and all that. So what's your take? What's your takeaway?
I mean, so much has changed in this last year. I mean, literally 1 year is a lifetime of experiences. And I have not played out in public for a year. In fact, the last time I think the last time I saw you guys, or one of the last times, we were playing at a band that I was playing in a restaurant, and you guys were generous to come out and give a listen and have some food. And that was the last time. And, basically, after that,
Dave, and you know what the footnote to that is? They went out of business because of COVID.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, and I think
so
sad. I think he was ready to retire there, to be honest with you. Yeah, I think there's another footnote to that. But yeah, so it is too bad that that place is no longer in business too. But literally, the band that I was playing in, the Bayou Shakers, a year ago, our bass player Bry, who was a guest on this show before,
Bry Carling.
Yeah, Bry passed away, and I think it was June, from fast-moving brain cancer. So a lot happens, and so I'm not playing in a band myself currently, and I'm actually kind of at this point I'm not sure if I really want to get back into a band starting from scratch or what I want to do, but I think I'm going to stick to playing solo and duo stuff for a while. And a lot of restaurants I don't think can afford to have full bands and to get back into it that quickly anyway, so. That's my take. Mm-hmm. Hey, okay. Chris, has anybody called in on the tune yet?
Yes, I do. We got Miss Rose calling in from Orlando, Florida. Mama Rose, how you doing?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
I can't complain. Mama, do you know who was singing that song right there? Now, this right up your alley.
Hello. Jackie Wilson.
You're absolutely right. Yes, ma'am.
I'm an old fan, an old lady.
All right. Yay.
Tell her what you want.
That's Mama Rose, hey, everybody.
Rose, you want a gift card to Subway, a $10 gift card to Subway.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Mom. So thrilled you called in. Thank you so much, Rose.
Yeah, Rose hasn't called in a while. Thank you, Rose.
We love hearing from you,
Rose.
You
gotta get my address.
Yes, ma'am. Hold on. I'm gonna get it off air, okay?
Okay.
So hold on one moment, Mom.
Is there anybody else on the line, Chris?
No, ma'am. Not right now.
Oh, okay.
Rose, you call it any old time. We love to talk to you. That was Rose from Orlando, and she guessed it right. Old Jackie Wilson. He is a such a tremendous singer. But anyway, so a lot has changed, yeah, of course. And, I'd love to hear from others to give a call in and tell us what they've been doing and how things have changed for you. You know, my wife has gotten the vaccine, and now that here in Florida.
Brenda got it? Oh, good. But,
Brenda's gotten one, and yeah. I'm anxious to be able to get one myself. She's just a tiny bit older than me, so she was okay under this last group of
bracket.
People.
Yeah.
So I'm in under 50, and you probably heard in Orange County they're letting people down to 40 down at the Civic Center. So
no kidding.
Our governor wasn't happy when the mayor of Orlando offered under 40 or 40 and above to go. But I thought that was great. I thought that was pretty funny myself. Yeah. But the more people, the better that can get vaccinated. It only helps. Yeah. It helps everybody, you know. Yeah. So
I think I heard it in Kyle's voice tonight a little bit too, a little sadness. You can hear it in everybody's voice. Didn't you pick up on that? You know, that he misses the sound of laughter at the lighthouse.
Well, I know he does, because he's the type of he's a people person, and
right.
And even though he's the CEO, when there's students there, he would come down and say hi to everybody. Mm-hmm. And you know, that was part of his thing, and he enjoyed doing that. I really honestly believe so.
I think he's anxious for things to get back to,
yeah,
to normal. And those vaccines are going out quick. So it looks like things are going to be, I'm hoping by June, I'm going to be out playing. I honestly think that's a reasonable expectation.
Well, Dave, let me ask you this. Would you consider a gig playing outside?
I'm getting to
You will be on Saturday.
I would now. I'm starting to where I would now. Yeah. For the longest time, I wouldn't even think about doing that because a lot of restaurants simply cannot, or bars and whatnot, cannot afford to pay anybody. So I've got friends, younger friends, that were actually playing for tips. So, you know, that's good for them. But for me, I'd rather not take that kind of risk for,
right,
you know, for tips. But no, I think, you know, by May or June, I'll certainly be vaccinated by then, and so I'll feel plenty confident to go out. So
tell the listeners what you and Brenda did today is another example of how we adjusted during COVID.
Oh yeah, and by the way, the phone number here to call Blind and Beyond the radio show, 407-894-1680, just to say hello, to get out and do something different. A good friend of ours that we used to work with at Lighthouse, her son had a birthday, so we had a little drive-by parade party for him. So we decorated our cars and drove by the outside. We actually even got out and wore our masks and were distant, but got together outdoors for a little bit, and a good excuse to see other people's faces, even if they're mask covered. It's still, you know, it's still a face.
I just thought of something. You went from one extreme, one end of the spectrum to the other. You not long ago went to you did a drive-by for, how old is Norma, 100?
100 years old.
From 100 and then to one.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm a little eclectic, you might say. I try to cover the whole spectrum.
Yeah.
So, no, that's true.
Well, at least you guys are keeping busy.
Oh, yeah, trying to keep ourselves sane and keep a smile on our face anyway. There's always something to laugh at, even if we have to laugh at ourselves. Sometimes that's the best thing, you know?
Yeah.
The gift that keeps giving, right?
Right. That's right. Okie dokie.
I never did find out when we were telling everyone that that Michael was in Hawaii. He didn't get too much flack for that, I hope, did he?
Right.
He didn't have too much trouble with that, did he?
No, he didn't have too much trouble with that.
That's good. That is good. Well,
Just hoping to get some answers soon.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the thing. I feel that you can deal, most of us can deal with an illness if we know what the plan of attack is. Huh. But to deal with an illness and you don't know what the plan of attack is, that's worse. That's more stress.
Well, and that's what I think a lot of people have been saying over this last year. Just tell us the truth.
Right.
And then we're okay. We can deal with that, but we want to know what's going on. And so, by him getting a second opinion and a different person looking at it, things are gonna happen. I feel confident, but
I hope so.
But you gotta find that right combination is the trick. So
right. So Chris, if you don't mind me interrupting, Dave. Chris, if you can hear me, let's go to break now, and
I can hear you fine.
Okay, our guest is in the Zoom room, so let's go to break now, and then we'll come back and talk to our guest.
We'll be talking to our guest, and the number to call here at Blind and Beyond, 407-894-1680.
And also, I want to mention, if you're interested in Strap Technologies, now's the time to call in, so start dialing. Get ready to...
I'm definitely interested.
Okie dokie.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I gotta holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Protect your head from tree branches, signs, and anything your cane doesn't pick up with a Sunu Band, the first smart mobility aid for blind pedestrians.
It's very discreet. I can scan around with my wrist, and the vibrations tell me where the obstacles are in real time. It's like having an invisible cane for my upper body. It makes it easy to keep social distant, navigate crowds, following waiting lines, and more. On top of that, the free mobile app guides me to places, streets, and destinations step by step. The best part is I don't need to take my phone out of my pocket to use these features. Sunu Band is amazing.
Visit sunu.com and learn more. Use discount code BEYOND40 and receive $40 off your Sunu Band. That's sunu.com. S-U-N-U.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting, together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Let's be honest. Many of us experience joint discomfort and achiness and stiffness and soreness that comes with inflammation and age. Many of us are baby boomers. Well, Upgrade is a health and wellness company committed to revolutionizing healthcare through plant-based ingredients. Upgrade's flagship product, Perform Daily Inflammation, or Perform for short, is designed to alleviate joint discomfort, aches, and stiffness, and the soreness that comes with inflammation. Upgrade Perform uses a proprietary blend of turmeric, ashwagandha, tart cherry, and ginger root that is fully organic and consists of the most bioavailable turmeric on the market without unnecessary additives like black pepper and harmful synthetic chemicals. To learn more, visit them at www.upgrade.com, and that's spelled U-P-G-R-A-I-D. And don't forget to use promo code RADIO20 at checkout to receive 20% off on all orders. Let Upgrades Perform perform for you.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Able Docs is proud to support the Blind and Beyond radio show. With Able Docs document accessibility services, we are able to provide full content accessibility solutions that are unmatched by any other provider in the marketplace. We are the only organization that guarantees the compliance of every document we produce, and we back that compliance with a $10 million liability policy. Create, remediate, validate, educate. Able Docs, Inc., the worldwide leader in PDF accessibility products and services. Visit us at abledocs.com. That's ABLEDOCS.com.
Introducing Strap to the Blind and Beyond audience. 3 years in the making, Strap is an innovative wearable device that fits over the chest and is designed to detect any type of obstacle. Strap's vast array of sensors work by sending real-time information that detects obstacles at your head, chest, and below the waist, including bumps, holes, and steps, then notifying you with haptic language vibrations. Designed for all ages and shipping globally later this year. At Strap Technologies, we believe that autonomy and independence are human rights, not luxuries. Our goal is to be the first replacement of the white cane, giving the visually impaired a long overdue hands-free experience. For more information, visit strap.tech.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Howard Studios.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back. You are tuned in to the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is Dave. Michael's taking a little break. I think he's still listening in, though. And we have Lynn there on the other side of the county. Hey, Lynn.
I'm here.
Yeah, her and her little zoo she's got going on over there.
Right, a little menagerie here.
And that's all right, though. That's the excitement we like. So I am so excited for this next guest because I honestly think that this is one product that is one of the most groundbreaking things for visually impaired people. It's going to happen in this century almost, seriously. And so, Lynn, please introduce our guest. Let's find a little bit about Strap.
Okay, well, I'd like to welcome back Benjamin. Is it Enon or Enon?
Enon, uh-huh.
Einan, okay. Welcome back, Benjamin Einan. And Benjamin happens to be the Chief Technical Officer for Strap Technologies. Welcome back, Ben.
Thank you. It's great to be here again.
All righty. So, Dave.
So, Ben, you got Strap Technology, this device, which is soon to be sent out, I think, in the fall, are you predicting?
Right. Around the September timeframe.
Gotcha. So this is a vest type of, like a piece of clothing you would put on your body, and it is going to give you all kinds of different signals, vibrations to tell you about objects, about steps. Fill me in, first of all, how you started on Strap, and give a little better idea what it actually is going to do for me, because it is so cool.
Well, I'm an engineer. I've worked over 30 years in the semiconductor microchip industry. So being a geek, I love technology. But I also, my grandfather lost his sight when I was a teenager. So I got connected to Strap Technologies through a business startup incubator group here in Austin, Texas. And he said, Ben, and it's a friend of mine who runs this incubator. And he said, Ben, have I got a company that you need to see? So that was about a year ago or so. And I joined Strap Technologies officially in the fall last year. Hired a team of technologists who are excellent at hardware, making the circuitry, also the sensors that are used, and the haptic actuators that are used. And then a group of software people to code the commands that this device will use, and a couple of product designers who are excellent at making things kind of wearables that are comfortable and that are easy to put on and take off. And when you combine everything, it's going to be a device that is an intuitive extension of you. So what I mean by that is when you put this on, it's the straps go over your shoulders. They're wide elastic bands that go over your shoulders. And, imagine a backpack strap, but it's a little more comfortable actually than a backpack strap. And then the other part of it goes around your midsection. So the device itself is about the size of your fist, and it sits right at the center of your chest. Inside, it's battery operated, so it's electrical. It's battery operated. All the sensors, the vision sensors, are inside this device. But the haptic actuators, some of them are in the back of the device against your chest, so you feel them easily. And then the others are located in the straps that go around your waist and kind of be at your ribs, the lower straps. And then the upper straps, they would be kind of high on your chest up toward your shoulders. And the reason why we put these haptic actuators, spread them out into the straps, is to make things very intuitive. So as you're walking along the sidewalk and there's a tree limb kind of hanging down at the upper left haptic actuator will vibrate in that strap.
That's just so Ben, let me interrupt for just a sec, if I may. When you're saying haptic actuator, now this for people that may not understand, just as an example, like for people that have a cell phone, when you have your phone on vibrate, for example, it gives a particular kind of vibration.
That's a haptic actuator. That's exactly right. It vibrates.
So those type of feelings are what you're going to be feeling on this. There'll be all little different types of vibrations, so you'll be able to differentiate the different kind of things.
Yes, and some of the actuation is vibration, and then we also have a poke. So it would be like a tapping, whether it's one poke or multiple taps or something like that. So you can mix up the kind of vibration you'll feel, the kind of actuation, whether it's a vibration or a tap or a poke. And then you can mix up the location, whether it's in the device itself against your chest or if it's out in the straps, kind of telling you something is, you know, left, right, or up or down. And then the other thing we can do is modulate, or we can change the intensity. So it can be a very, very light vibration or a more high amplitude vibration.
Now, do you think that's going to be something that you might be able to customize in the future, where if somebody decides that they want to be told about steps with a different kind of vibration, that they could change them around? At the moment,
we're releasing it with a standard quote-unquote haptic language, so that we can accurately deal with feedback. Meaning, you know, we release hundreds of thousands of these devices, and if everybody modified them their own way, it would be a little difficult to try to say,
I could see that.
What did you do? Because everybody's different. So what we're going to do is say, here's the best intuitive language we could start with. And I say start with, it's going to be quite comprehensive, but we don't want to make it so complicated it's hard to actually tell what's happening as it's happening. We want it to be really intuitive, really simple. So, for example, when you come up to a set of stairs that go up, we would say, all right, let's have the haptic actuators poke and start at the lowest actuator and on your body. So this would be the one in the strap one in the device at the center. And then move up toward your shoulder, so it'll go boom, 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 like that. If the steps are going up, and you'd feel them chest, low chest, upper chest, and then up by your shoulders.
Sure. Oh, by the way, if someone wants to ask any questions of Ben here from Strap Technologies, a good time to call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. This device, it runs off of batteries. I assume they're probably rechargeable.
They are, yes, they're rechargeable, and we actually have a battery management firmware or kind of software that manages the device. So our minimum time we're shooting for is 24 hours of normal operation. It's better than a cell phone. and we have ways of extending it. So that's what we're working on now, is making sure that it lasts, because that's ultimately the safety feature. You know, if you're out there with your strap device and you lose battery power, that's a bad thing. So we want to make sure that it has plenty of power for your excursions.
Right, because once you're taking over a cane, taking the place of a cane, you're going to be relying on it for a lot of stuff. But it will be so much more than a cane will. I mean, I'm very much in favor of a cane, but. To me, the biggest thing that the strap will do that other devices will not is detecting things above your chest and head level, which is going to hurt you the worst. Let me tell you, you bang your head into something, it could ruin your day. So
this is the big thing for this device. Yes, it protects your head. It tells you something's coming up high, and you can. At least just stop so you don't hit it, but certainly it'll tell you where it is. You can duck. We've actually had lots of test runs with visually impaired people and walking along a sidewalk, and we've observed them, and sure enough, there's a tree limb, And, you know, we held our breath, cause knowing we said, okay, let's make sure this works right, because we were quite confident. And sure enough, they felt it on the upper left of their shoulder, and they ducked their head and went right under it. It was beautiful. It was so exciting to see it worked really well.
And but just like people are able to tune their hearing, they'll really be able to tune into this device too as time goes
right.
on.
Some people ask us, will it have audible signals? And the answer is no. And the reason why is because if there's a loud environment, we still want to be able to communicate with you. So we want to have these vibrations, these haptic vibrations touching you and telling you what's going on, rather than you relying on, oh, I didn't have the volume up high enough on this thing or whatever.
Right. And to me, you know, when it's a loud environment, that is when I get most disoriented and whatnot. So something like this would be tremendous, because you'd be able to
right.
stay, remain confident regardless how loud the noises are around you.
And you've had people sort of tap you on the shoulder, you know, as you say, well, would you please help me get through here? And whoever is guiding you is sort of kind of maybe pushing you this way or that way a little bit. That's what our device sort of does with these haptic actuations is it vibrates on the left side, so you move right. It vibrates on the right side, you move left. It sort of guides you as you're walking along.
Gotcha. Now, you are, at this point, it's in production, and you're getting everything tweaked just right.
It's in development. We're in the final stages of development and verifying the product at this point. We're really just in product verification now, getting ready for manufacturing, yeah.
Do you have a set, an idea of a goal for when you're going to be able to start shipping?
Yes. Well, our target is in September. And with COVID, it's caused some, you know, there've been some things we've had to really work hard to make sure are okay. And that is supply chain. There's a global semiconductor shortage, microchip shortage right now. So we're managing through those things right now, just like the rest of the world is really. We're doing well, getting through all those things. So far, so good. We're still on target. Our engineers and technologists are super excited. We can't wait to release this. And it's going to be, you know, like I said, the September timeframe will be.
Speaking of that, Ben, for our listeners, the word is if they use code Blind and Beyond, they get the Strap Technology product for only $250, and all you need is $50 to hold it.
Right.
That's it. And that holds it. And
that's so huge.
Yeah, you'll get
that's
your, you'll have one reserved for you. Yeah, for $50 down, you'll have one reserved.
And price.
Yeah. But just mention Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and you get an extra, you basically get it at half price.
That's right.
Nice.
The pre-production price is $500. When we finally go to production, it's going to go up to $750.
And so for our listeners, it's $250.
It's $250 if you mention Blind and Beyond. That's right. Yeah, it's fantastic.
And all the technology involved in that, I mean, that's, you know, that's...
same technology, really, that cars are using for automatic driving, that the space program is using for parking the spacecraft at the space station. It's really, really advanced technology. But we need that. And it's gotten so small, this technology, these components are so small now, thanks to the semiconductors becoming smaller and smaller. We can put it into a wearable that someone can have individually. It's not just for a car anymore.
I mean, it's seriously game changing, and it's it's the same price as my earbuds. You know,
that's right.
I mean, something that can save your life and get you around to even having a better life than what you got now. So I think it's awesome. So please give us the web address. Again, and or if there's a phone number to call to get signed up, because I think people you're making a mistake if you wait too long, because it's too good of a price for one thing. To be honest with you, I don't want to give you a big head, but it is a great price, and especially no one's going to once they realize what they missed out on, they're going to be kicking themselves. So
right, and we so the website is www.strap.tech. That's the best way to find out about it. www.strap.tech. And once you're in there, you can see all the. I mean, you can have your device reads you the text, and it tells you all about the deals and the where we are technologically and things like that. It's really
that's the first time I've ever heard of a web address with a tech at the end rather than a
home.
Yeah, Strap, S-T-R-A-P dot T-E-C-H.
And also, Dave, it's on our website. They can go there. There's a button for the blind and visually impaired, and then there's
for all the sponsors.
Check it out. On our sponsor page. Well, thank you, Ben.
Thank you again. Look forward to coming back again to give you another update.
All right.
Ben, you got it. It's such an exciting product. It's
going to
be awesome once it comes out.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ben. And don't forget to check out that restaurant, Carla's Cuisine.
I know. I've got it. I wrote it down.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you again.
Take care,
All
Ben.
Right. Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Lynn. Have a great rest of the week.
Thank you. Good night.
Bye.
Okay.
All right. That was Ben with Strap Technologies.
Yeah. So busy
Definitely
show, Dave.
Another check busy. It out. I wow. That was fast.
Yeah. I can't wait to see you wearing it, David.
I will.
You'll become Mr. Independent.
I'm ready
not that
to
you're not
it.
Independent now, but you'll be really super duper independent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Try to stop me. No, yeah. No. Seriously, I think it could do amazing things for people. So, and once you've got it, you're only going to get better and more fine tuned to the information it gives you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Chris, are you there? Or did you leave David and I all by ourselves?
Oh, no, I'm right here with you front and center. Listen, I got our good friend Gary on the phone line. He wanted to make an announcement real quick. Do we have time for that?
Okay, real quick. Yeah, sure, real quick.
We got Gary real quick. Gary, you on for 30 seconds. Go.
Gary,
okay.
Gary.
What's
hey,
up,
guys.
Hi,
I'm going to do something for Spectrum tonight. It's been advertised all week. Anybody that has Spectrum television, 9:30 p.m. tonight on MeTV, anywhere in the United States, MeTV, 9:30, Ed Sullivan Show with the original Beatles, I think, is coming on.
Oh, wow. Are That's you cool. saying me like Mary?
Yeah.
Me.
It's
MeTV.
Oh.
Yeah, MeTV,
for entertainment.
Wonderful. Well, thanks, Gary.
So,
I'm going to do my
okay.
show wrap up now.
Thanks, buddy.
Good night.
Thanks, Gary.
Good
night,
man.
Good night, Gary. Okie dokie. Well, I'd like to remind everybody to join us next Sunday, March 28th. Unbelievable. With guest co-host Sherry Brunn. And we always have fun with Sherry. And guest Kim Biederman from Upgrade. And our friend Peter Cucciavi from Speaking of Spectrum, from Spectrum Communications. He will be on the air next Sunday with an exciting announcement, so you don't want to miss that.
Cool.
So, Dave, thank you,
so
David.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to miss Lynn. You have a good evening, and tell Michael to behave himself over there.
Yeah, I'll tell him that.
Thank you to everyone for listening. We really appreciate your support, and I hope we've entertained and informed and brought some fun into your life.
I think we did. And
Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Hey, anytime. Listen, we got a special guest in the studio tonight. The brother of the one and only brother Carter, Mr. Carter, DJ Carter. We got DJ FaZe in the building sitting there for DJ Carter tonight, the country man. So he's hooking in now to do what he do. FaZe, you got anything you want to say to the people before I sign out?
Beautiful show. Thank you guys for the hard work you do each and every week.
Well, thank you. Oh, he sounds like Carter.
Right, don't he? He's shaking his head. No, I don't. Don't do that.
I think that was Carter.
Nope. It's not Carter.
I know. He sounds like Well, thank you, Chris. Thank you, Dave. And we'll see you next week. Same time, right?
Next week, same time, same place. Same station.
That's right. Good night, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Bye. I know you refuse to be